Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
25 million Americans suffer from chronic pain that interferes with their lives. For years, doctors have prescribed opioids as the go-to pain medication. The upside of opioids is that they're supposed to be great for intractable, debilitating pain. Of course, the downside we're seeing all around us. Opioids are highly addictive, they're prone to abuse, and they've played a role in tens of thousands of overdose-related deaths. Well, a new study published in the journal JAMA has thrown that very risk-benefit balance into doubt. It finds that for the most common forms of chronic pain, opioids are no better than less dangerous pain relievers. Is America suffering the devastating downside of opioids when the upside was never even real? Dr. Aaron Krebs is a primary care physician and researcher at the VA hospital in Minneapolis and the lead author of the study comparing opioids and non-opioid medications.
We treated people for a year and tried to find the best possible regimen for each individual who was in the study. And what we found after a year is that opioids had no advantage over carefully adjusted non-opioid medications.
Does this mean that for these particular patients that you studied, chronic back pain, hip or knee pain from arthritis, that opioids for pain relief are basically no better than really strong Tylenol or strong ibuprofen?
Well, again, it wasn't just Tylenol and ibuprofen. I think those are the most familiar drugs that we used, but we did use a large variety of different pain medications other than opioids, including some topical medications and some atypical kind of nerve pain medications that many of your listeners may not be familiar with, but most physicians are. And yes, exactly. We found opioids did not do better. When we really carefully adjusted the non-opioid medications, we were able to get good pain relief and in some ways actually improved over the opioid group.
Now, you studied arthritic pain, back pain, hip pain, and joint pain. Those aren't the only kinds of pain out there, of course. So what more do you need to know?
You know, we have not ruled out that opioids could be helpful in some chronic pain conditions, but we did study the two most common pain conditions in the U.S. and the two most common reasons why people are prescribed long-term opioids. So back pain is number one in this country. It's the most common pain problem that we see, and it is the most common reason that people take opioids on a daily basis. So at this point, if you have chronic back pain and you've tried some medicines, they haven't worked for you, I definitely recommend not starting opioids, but talking to your doctor or other healthcare professionals about what other options you might have.
Well, this isn't a gigantic study. What more do you need to know?
So one thing is that we did power this study, meaning we planned it to detect a small difference in pain between the two groups. So we actually were able to detect a difference small enough that we're not sure it really matters. So this study doesn't seem huge, but it was big enough for the purpose that it was fit for, which was comparing whether one group was better than the other for pain-related effects on life function and for pain intensity.
You know, Dr. Krebs, let's step back for one second. One doctor who's an expert in medications called your study basically the revelation of an American scandal, essentially, that the opioid epidemic, thousands of doctors urged by drug companies over the years to prescribe opioids because they were superior and that if doctors were serious about taking patients' pain seriously, they would use these drugs. Your science says that might not have ever been true.
Yes, and you know, this isn't the only study that has compared opioids to other medication options and found that they were not superior. The other studies recently were looking at acute, more short-term back pain in the emergency department and also musculoskeletal injuries in the emergency department. Again, those studies compared opioids to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and found that opioids weren't more beneficial. So it's a pattern now that we're starting to see some comparative research that is finding opioids aren't as good as we thought. They're not the powerful drugs that we had hoped they were.
Dr. Aaron Krebs, primary care physician and researcher at the Minneapolis VA and author of a new study on opioids and chronic pain. Dr. Krebs, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.